Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
A little bit of the Platters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We got lots of stuff there. I hope you'll enjoy being there and hang out there, noodle around, snoop around, see what you can find. And you can go there if you have nothing on your mind and learn something. And you can go there if you have something specific on your mind. I think you definitely will find something. You might have to search for it. If you don't find it right there, pretty handy, just go into the search section and see what you find. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Adrian Ott is a member of our brain trust. Adrian Ott, OTT, the author of the 24-Hour Customer, a book that I highly recommend to you. Folks, this is prophecy. Her book is prophecy only because it's the 24-hour. Some customers are 24-hour customers. Some are not yet, Adrian. But in time, very, very soon, all customers will be 24-hour customers, and the closer we get to that day, the was when we'll start losing companies who still don't get this. Adrian, what do you think?
Absolutely.
And those are dinosaurs. Those companies are, I call them dinosaurs. They're Tyrannosaurus Rexes. They're extinct, but they don't know it yet. Adrian, you've got some ideas on how to help us align our connection strategy. I don't like to call it marketing anymore. I've been predicting, Adrian, that in the future there won't be any VPs of marketing and advertising. There'll be VPs of connection, because we'll still be advertising and marketing, but that'll be two of the five or six things that we'll do to connect with customers, to build communities. And you've got some ideas on what we can do to make sure that we connect with customers in this 24-hour time frame.
Jim, I love your concept of VP of Connections. I think that is so profound. That is just fabulous. And that's in total agreement with much of my thinking, which is aligning with your customer and really understanding their priorities and how they want to connect with you. I have a four-quadrant model in my book, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things to think about in terms of social media is, what kinds of social media do you want to use to connect with them? And the first is, if you are a time magnet, if you are something where people do want to pay high time and attention to, you need to have a lot of connections. So that's where the traditional blogs and communities,
mm-hmm.
but you also have to be coming out with new ideas and new things to hold their attention all the time, because you're going to have what I call attention entropy. It's, you know, people are so busy, they're just going to, it's going to disperse over time. And so this is why companies like Disney are so good at just continuing to capture our attention and rolling new things at us, or Apple. And so as a small company, if you're in that quadrant, you have to be coming up with fresh ideas for your customers. And that's hard for a lot of businesses to do. Another way, though, is if your product is something like a time saver, you save time for your customers, instead of maybe connecting with them on blogs where they're not really going to want to spend a lot of time there, maybe reducing steps for them. So, for example, maybe they can order your product over Facebook. Or you could do what I call predictive convenience. If you understand your customers' situation, you can predict and provide things in advance to them. I have a case in my book about a company called Garderobe that helps travelers take suitcases to their next to their next location rather than going through the airport and waiting in line.
I'll be darned.
And what they do is, because they know what is in their suitcase, if they know it's raining in Tokyo, they're going to make sure that there's an umbrella in their suitcase.
Right.
So that's what I kind of mean. So if you can also collect information and be able to predict what they need, they're going to appreciate that. Everybody loves that kind of service.
Right. Well, and so folks, take that thinking and think about how you do business, and you probably have the ability to do both of those things. I mean, in your company with your customers, and these are the kinds of things. See what you're here's what you're describing, Adrian. You're identifying the fact that your products are no longer compelling. Their products are just commodities. Now, I've been saying this now for a long, long time, Adrian. Mm-hmm. Every day that goes by, everything you sell is becoming more of a commodity. And the only thing that is that differentiates you, the only thing that's special, is the way Adrian talked about how you put the when you put the umbrella in and when you don't put the umbrella in. That kind of customization, that kind of connection, that kind of relationship that you have with a customer, that's what differentiates you today, isn't it?
Absolutely. And because you have the data and your competitors don't, you're going to be in the prime position. They're always going to look to you.
Or guess what? Maybe they have the data. They just don't. Maybe they're that 20th century dinosaur, and you have a chance to you know, because you know Adrienne and you've read her book, you don't have to be a dinosaur anymore, right?
Huh? Well, that may be true. That may be true.
Adrian, I've got to wrap it up. I'm coming up on the end of our visit. But look, there's some new stuff that you're working on how to use the customer feedback, and you're working on a new project on that. And you're going to come back real soon and talk to us about that, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Happy to
do so.
We're looking forward to hearing about that. Give us the website again one more time, please.
www.24hourcustomer.com.
And that's where you can find the book. That is the title of the book. Thanks, Adrian, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Adrian Ott, OTT, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.